If you have your Bible this morning, turn with 2 Corinthians chapter 13. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1. And the Bible says, "This is the third time I am coming to you. In the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. I told you before and foretell you as if I were present the second time. And being absent now, I write to them which heretofore have sinned, and to all other, that if I come again, I will not spare. Since you seek a proof of Christ speaking in me, which to you word is not meek, but is mighty in you. For though he was crucified through weakness, yet he liveth by the power of God. For we also are weak in him, but we shall live with him by the power of God toward you. Examine yourselves, whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates? But I trust that ye shall know that we are not reprobates. Now I pray to God that ye do no evil, not that we should appear approved, but that ye should do that which is honest, though we be as reprobates. For we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. For we are glad when we are weak, and ye are strong. And this also we will, even your perfection. Therefore I write these things, being absent, lest being present I should use sharpness according to the power which the Lord hath given me to edification and not to destruction." As Paul's writing here to the Corinthians, in the 2 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, he's writing to them and admonishing them. And he's telling them, he said, "Now listen." He said, "I've wrote to you before and I've told you what thus says the Word of God." He said, "Now I want to tell you that I'm coming again, but you need to make some things straight. Need to get some things straightened out, if you will. I believe we're living in a day and an hour that we need to get some things straightened out." Amen. We need to get some things lined out in our life so that we can go on for the glory of God. God's wanting to help us today. God's wanting to show us His way and His will. God's wanting to minister to us and through us. Praise God, He's a great God of glory. He's wanting to help us this morning. And you say, "Preacher's at me." That includes you this morning. Amen. God's wanting to help each, every one of us in an individual way. He's an individual God. You say, "Well, if I thought, preacher, I thought He just loved us all." He does. Amen. Individually. Amen. You think on that a while, pray God. You get a hold of that in the dark of the night sometime, and pray God, you'll just take your shouting fit. Amen. When you think a great big God have created the universe loves us, but He loves us individually. That's where He can come down to and bring that love to us, to where we are. But Paul's talking to them here, and he's trying to admonish them. And in verse 2, he said, "I told you before and foretell you as if I were present the second time, and being asked now, write unto them which therefore have sinned." He said, "Hey, some people that," he said, "has been brought to my attention by two or three witnesses that there's some sin in the camp." Amen. And he said, "I need to talk to you about your lives. I need to talk to you about the things that you're doing and the direction that you need to be trying to go." Amen. So he said, I want to bring this out the best I can. And he said that, and he goes on here and he says, and to all other, that if I come again, I will spare not. Now he's not talking about condemnation. Amen. He said, "I don't come to condemn you. I don't come to put you down." He said, "I just come to show you a little bit of discipline from the Lord." Amen. How we can discipline our lives. You say, "Well, preacher, we don't need no discipline." Hey, we're our Father's children, ain't we? Amen. If we're our Father's children, we need to have discipline. Amen. If our Father don't discipline, Bible said He don't love us. He said if we don't have discipline in life, praise God, hey, it's not that He don't love us, praise God. He said that we're bastards and not sons. Amen. I love it when God shows me the error of my way. I love it when God says, "You know what, my little fellow, you done messed up." Amen. And I'm apt to do it quite often. Amen. If you admit it this morning, you are too. You're apt to do it quite often. So Paul said, "I come tell you, Rabbi, that hey, some things, hey, some sin in the camp, hey, some things, some direction that needs to be tweaked just a little bit." Amen. I believe they could stand a little tweaking in every life. Amen. There's none of us perfect. No, not one. Amen. That includes myself. I'm not perfect. Amen. but I'm striving for perfection with the help of my Lord. But he comes on down, and Paul said, I didn't come to condemn you, but I come just to lead you into this discipline, just to show you the right way. See, when I stand up here and preach, I don't do it to beat you up. Amen. I do it, praise God, to groom you and to trim you up. Amen. So that you can go on for the glory of God, praise God, and you can have victory and joy down in your soul. Amen. Well, that's what God desires for us. That's why. Amen. I love you too much to just let you go. Amen. Praise God. So we begin to see this. He said, two or three witnesses brought to my attention some things that's going on. He said, we need to get some things lined up. And they said, well, Paul, you know what? We're not even sure that what we get, and praise God, is coming from the Lord. Now notice what this, they begin to question his credentials. What about that? Somebody that would question the credentials of an old apostle Paul. See, we get all flustered when people say, well, you tell me that this and that, and you're a Christian. You tell me I ought to do this or do that. And, you know, I kind of question you. And they question us, and we get all fluffy about it. Amen? But they questioned Apostle Paul. They said, what you tell, did it really come from the Lord? Verse 3 said, since you seek the proof of Christ speaking in me. Amen? He said, which to you is not weak, but is mighty in you. He said, you know, you're seeking proof that what I'm telling you is coming from the Lord. Amen? They was questioning. He said, we need proof. Paul said, Paul had already told him. He said, you are the proof. Amen. Haven't you believed in the Lord Jesus Christ? Who told you about him? Amen. Look over at 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Let me just show you that right quickly while we're here. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 1, Bible says, am I not an apostle? Am I not free? He said, I'm an apostle. Hey, am I not an apostle? He said, couldn't I be doing anything I wanted to do? He said, I could just be out making my tents, having long jolly time, praise God, but I chose to come tell you about Jesus. Amen. And he goes on in verse 1, last part, says, have I not seen Jesus Christ our Lord? Are not ye my work in the Lord? If I be not an apostle unto others, yet doubtless I am to you. For the seal of mine apostleship are ye in the Lord. He said, I can look at you and see what's going on. I can even see the Holy Ghost conviction on your life. And I realize, praise God, that didn't come from the world. Amen. He said, it come from the Word of God. And said, who give you the Word of God? It was me. Amen. Now, Paul ain't puffed up here. He's just answering their questions. They said, we need some proof. He said, hey, praise God, just go look in the mirror. Amen. You're a child of the King, praise God, because the gospel that I preach to you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 3. He goes on and tells them over here before we ever get that far. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. He tells us in verse 2. He said, ye are our epistle written in our hearts, known and read of all men. Praise the Lord. He tells the Corinthians, he said, hey, you're the epistle that we're writing, praise God. The life you're living, praise God, the Christ that you know about is because of what you've been told. Praise the Lord. He said, it's the work in action. He doesn't stop there. He said, for as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the... Now, listen to this. I like this. He said, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in the fleshly tables of the heart. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, and such trust have we through Christ to Godward. Bless His holy name. He said, you want proof of the ministry? He said, praise God, just go look in the mirror, look at the brethren sitting beside you in the pew and say, praise God, that's proof enough. But he got on a little further. Now, I'm just in the introduction. I ain't got to the message yet. But he said, which to you word is not weak, but is mighty in you. Now, God has a way of always vindicating His apostles. Always vindicating His servants. Amen. And He does it, praise God, through the Holy Ghost of God. through the Spirit of God. He says, you know what? When you begin to look at it, praise God, you see that it wasn't old Paul that gave us that power that we have. It wasn't that Paul, old Paul, praise God. He said it was weak in the flesh. Amen. But praise God, it was mighty in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. He said, you were, it said it was not weak, but it was mighty. He said, there was a mighty power come upon you. Praise God. And it wasn't of me. Praise God, it wasn't of the world, but it was of God. He said, who was I preaching to you about? Who was I telling you about? He said, I was telling you about the Lord Jesus. Now listen to what he says, verse 4. He goes on. He says, for though he was crucified through weakness, yet he liveth by the power of God. For we also are weak in him, but we shall live with him by the power of God to you ward. Now Paul says, listen, he said, this is the way it played out. He said, I come to you once and I told you. He said, watch out for sin. Amen. Praise God. Recognize the approach of the enemy. Amen. He said, I come to tell you, to herald you the gospel, tell you the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. They were some among them said, you know what, I don't know if that's the truth or not. See, we have a little scenario here. Well, I got to look at this. I said, praise be to glory. Amen. There's God a-working in this. Praise God in such a magnificent way. See, we see the Paul coming to him. He came to him the first time. You see, there was another fellow that they came to him the first time. Amen. And they denied and rejected him too. They wouldn't listen what he had to say. They wouldn't have nothing to do with him because he wasn't pretty to look at. He wasn't comely to behold. But praise God, we have old brother Paul comes along in the same situation. Everybody said he was kind of gross to look at. But praise God, he come along hurling the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and said he's ready to save. Amen. They did him like he did that first man. They said, you know what? You know, we can take that or leave. We don't need that. And they cast him aside. Amen. I said, see this about Paul. He said, come the first time. He said, I'm getting ready to come second time. Amen. He said, I'm going to say that first man came the first time, Lord Jesus Christ, and he's going to come a second time. Amen. Amen. But and he's not going to change his story. His story is going to stay the same. It's going to be the same gospel, praise God, throughout all eternity. Amen. Paul said, hey, listen, he said, he was crucified through weakness. And it wasn't his weakness, it was a weakness of the flesh to believe on the precious Lamb of God. That takes away the sins of the world. You know why we still live in sin? You know why we just, let me rephrase that, rewind. You know why we still do sinful things? Because we're not trusting the Lord Jesus Christ to be our ever-present help. Amen. But he said, hey, listen, you know, it was through him. It's through the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I was just like the Lord come. He said, hey, listen, repent and be saved. He said, he came to seek and to save that was lost. Amen. And they said, you know, we'll have no part of that. Came to his own received him not. What did Brother Paul do? He went to his own. His own received him not. They said, you crazy thing, you've compromised, you went with the devil. He said, no, said, praise God, on the road to Damascus, said, I've seen a bright and a shining light, and said, I've fallen in the light. Amen, glory to God. He said, I'm in a different state of mind. Praise God. You begin to make those choices. See, Paul said, first time I come, said, I come through here, so I didn't expect nothing at you. He said, I was just a humble tent maker. Amen. Jesus come through the first time, he said, hey, listen, said, I've just come to present the gospel. He said, I'm just a humble carpenter. Can you see the resemblance? Amen. Both of them with the love of God in their heart. And they came around for the second time. Came as a humble tent maker. He said, praise God, the second time I come. He said, I'm not coming as a humble tent maker. He said, I'm coming with the power and the authority of God. Amen upon me. Praise the Lord. He said, I'm coming full of the Holy Ghost of God. And I'm just going to minister to you the truth, whether you like it or not. Praise the Lord. He said, but we shall live with him by the power of God towards you. He said, just as sure as God of glory is in my heart, praise God, I'm going to live, I'm going to do it, I'm going to tell you the truth. Praise the Lord. So we see God coming. We see the power. See the manifestation. I want to preach for just a little bit on self-examination. Self-examination. See, Paul gets down here and he begins to answer questions. They said, you want proof? He said, I'll give you proof. He said, this is a proof of my ministry. Here's full proof. Amen. He said, you can look in the mirror and you can see the proof. Praise God. You know what I think? I like it around here because I believe some of you are just looking in the mirror and you're seeing somebody that used not to be there. Amen. God's a helping you, praise God. But glory to God. Amen. He's a moving your heart. He's touching in your family. He's moving in your home. Praise God. He's directing. He's redirecting. He's refocusing. Praise God. And he's lining us up for His glory. Why? Because He's getting ready to march us out of here. Praise God. Amen. Amen. He's getting ready to take us to a higher place. Bless His holy name. But the Bible says, Paul says that verse 5. Now listen to what the first thing he says. He says, examine yourselves. So Paul turns it around on them. See, they're trying to pick it and nitpick at him. You know what? You know why most time people nitpick at other people? I'm just being honest. You know why I'd nitpick at somebody? That way it takes the focus off of me. Amen? If we pick at somebody else and we begin to bring out somebody else's fault, we hope that people won't recognize ours. That's the only reason we do it. Because this old flesh, it don't want people to begin to evaluate us. So Paul turns this around and he said, all right. He said, we've looked at me. And he said, I'll give you some proof. He said, praise God. He said, now see that, let's just look at you. He said, let's examine yourself. Let's see why don't we just see where you are? Amen. Do a little bit of self-examination. He said, examine yourselves. So he turns it around and you know what God does? Sometimes he uses weak vessels. Amen. But he never uses a vessel that's wrong. Amen. He'll never use a vessel that's wrong or a vessel that's false, praise God. So Paul said, he turns it around on, he said, hey, Paul said, I may be a weak vessel. And you may look down your nose at me and say, well, I'm not what I claim to be. He said, let's just see where you are. A time of self. I wonder how many times a week do we examine ourselves? Hello? Anybody still here? I wonder how many times a week we stop and we look at ourselves and we say, you know what? Am I doing right? Does my life line up with the Word of God? Am I pleasing to the Lord? Amen? A little self, what we'd do that. If we'd take time to do that once a day. Amen. Praise God. You ain't even thought about what God would do for you. But I tell you what, He'd put a different attitude in your heart, a different life, a different lifestyle. If we just begin, Paul said, he said, just hold on a minute. He said, let's not look at nobody else. And I won't say this more. You can't evaluate yourself by your neighbor. Amen. You can't check you out, Brother Aaron, by your neighbor. You can't even check yourself out by your wife. You know, we may look at our neighbor and say, boy, they're a good godly person. They're doing it right. I'm just going to hang with them. Well, that's good if they're doing it right. But praise God, if we ain't very careful, if we don't get lined, if we don't do self-examination, praise God, we may pull them down. But I don't want to pull nobody down. Amen. I want to be lifting up my brother. I want to be lifting up my sister. I want to be edifying my Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's my heart. Till He takes me out of here, praise God. Me and Him had a little talk. I said, Lord, if You'll help me, I just want to build up. I want to be Nehemiah. I don't want to come down off the wall. I want to keep laying, putting down the mortar and laying the rocks. Praise be to God. A salvation of souls. Praise the Lord. He said, begin to examine ourselves. He said, you got full proof. You got proof from me. He said, let's look at you. Examine you. Let's take a little self-examination this morning. He said, number one, while we're looking, he says, are you in the faith? He said, whether you be in the faith. You got a faith? You know where faith comes from? Huh? Bible says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that it, not of yourselves. It's a gift of God. Have you received the gift of faith this morning? Amen. Have you lined up to get your portion? Say, Lord, you know, I need that faith to believe. Amen, Lord Jesus Christ. That God, I want to tell you, He passes that out in a liberal fashion. Amen. You say, preacher, how do you know? Because you get to say, Lord, I need your faith. I need you. Lord, I need the faith just to believe and to trust in your promises. Amen. To trust in your help, to trust in your stewardship, to trust in your counsel, to trust in your guidance, to trust in your leadership. Lord, I need faith to do all them things. Boy, if you wasn't here Wednesday night, you would get a copy of that tape. Amen. Amen. I preach on God's resources. Amen. God's resources is vast. Praise God. Amen. You can't just go in there with a little old basket to get it. Praise God, you want some of that? I told him you need to go in with a shopping cart. Get you a copy of it, Brother Kevin. Be glad to make you one. Amen. But he said, hey, listen. He said, what about your faith? He said, let's just look at yourself. Hey, do you have faith to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you believe on the Lord this morning? Amen. You say, well, preacher, I hope so. I hope so too, because if you don't believe on the Lord, then you're lost. Amen. If you're here this morning, you say, then you believed on the Lord, praise God. You've got faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You believe in His death, that He came and He died, praise God, and He rose again. Amen. That He was the Savior of men. Praise the Lord. That's what faith is. He said, well, let's check your faith. He said, let's examine. How much faith do you have? Do you have enough faith to believe that He is the Lord Jesus Christ? Amen. Do you have enough faith to believe that He walked as a perfect... You say, well, preacher, now I don't know about that. He said, do you know, there's a chance that He may have done some things that is wrong. Hogwash. That's a lie of the devil. But now, if you've got one of them NASB Bibles, I'll just say it. I ain't scared. If you've got one of them NASB Bibles, NASB Bible, Jesus told a lie. Yeah. There was a fellow come to me one day. He said, preacher, he said, I think it's okay if we tell a little white lie. I said, son, a lie's a lie's a lie. He said, no, preacher, Jesus told a lie. I said, when? He said, well, in my Bible. And he got out and read it. And they said that they was getting ready to go up to the feast. And the Bible said that he said, and the Lord says, he said, you go on up. I'm not going. I said, wait a minute. And then the next verse said, and he went up. I said, whoa, Jackson. I said, what are you reading out of? He said, it's my NASB Bible. I said, well, your NASB Bible is wrong. Amen. Jesus did not say, I'm not going up. Jesus said, it's not my time. Amen. Makes all the difference in the world. Amen. But they said, you know what? They put that, you know why the devil does that? To get you to think, to get you to doubt. It's okay for you to have a little bit of sin in your life. It's all right. Amen. Bible says, hey, there's no place for sin in our life. We going to sin, we do it. Because as long as we're in this flesh, Jesse, we'll mess up. But he said, praise God, we ought to have a heart that God will touch. Amen. And he'll show us the error of our way, show us when we make mistakes. So we can confess them. Praise God, confess our sins. Amen, and turn from them. Repent. Never go back there again. Praise the Lord. But the old devil, he'll take it and he'll say, you know what? But we need to try our faith that we know, praise God, that Jesus Christ is perfect. He was perfect God and He was perfect man. Amen. How do you know that? Through faith. Through faith we believe. Praise the Lord. So he said, you got to examine yourself. He said, then you got to know that you've got faith. Number two. Number three, he says, you got to prove your own selves. He said, what you do is you examine yourself and you take what you find out about your faith and he said, you put it to the test. Amen? Have you ever put your faith to the test? Some of you young people probably never had to put your faith to test. I tell you, some of us older folks had to put our faith to the test. There's been times when you're raising your youngs, there's been times when stuff's happened, praise God, that's been out of your control. And you've come to a point in your life, maybe two or three. Now, you mamas will know this. Sometimes, maybe 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, that little one woke up with a high fever. And you've done everything you could do. You give them the children Tylenol. And you would have put them in a cold bath and everything else. And that temper is still spiking up. And you just had to bow your head and say, oh, God, Lord, this is your little one. God, I need your help. Yeah. You know what that is? That's that test of faith. Amen. Glory be to God. And you say, Lord God of glory, I need you to come down. Hey, this one belongs to you. I need you to touch them just now. A test of faith. Amen. I can see as you're sitting here now, I can see just those little tests that's running through your mind. All those little tests that God's brought you away, little old test of faith. He said, if you got faith, he said, let's put it to the test. He said, do you really believe on Lord Jesus Christ? Number one, he said, do you trust Him? Amen. He's someone you can call and rely on, knowing, praise God, that He's going to answer prayers. You trust Him enough to where you'll cry out in those dark nights. Amen. When nothing else, praise God, when nobody else can help, maybe before you go anywhere else. Hello? Amen. Before we go anywhere else, we say, Lord Jesus, it's me again. Amen. Hey, we got a little situation here. Yeah. Amen. Glory be to God. That's faith believing. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, trust in Him. Amen. Bless His holy name. Faith to believe in the Lord Jesus. Faith tested, praise God. To trust Him. To rely on Him. To know that He'll hear those pleas. Amen. You trust Him, but do you rely on Him? Do you step out in cough and say, you know what? When you get up from there off of your knees, you say, you know what? It's going to be all right. Maybe you look over at that mate and you say, hey, honey, said, I got a hold of the Lord. And he said, it's going to be okay. Yeah, amen. Amen. Praise God. Hey, while I was a praying, God was answering. Amen. So just relying on Him, trusting Him, relying on Him. Amen. Adhering to what He says. Boy, that's a big one, ain't it? I mean, that's putting faith to the test. That's adhering. Hey, God says, you know what, Brother Bill? What I'd like for you to do, I'd like you to go over and talk to old Brother Rex one more time. Amen. I say, hey, I just go by his house. Hey, you know, Lord, I've been over there a lot of times. I talked to him, you know, and they ain't doing right by no means. And he said, but Brother Bill, just go one more time if you would. And Brother Bill said, okay, Lord, I guess I can. If you want me to, Lord, I'll go over one more time. He goes over and said, Brother Rex. I said, Lord, send me over. I love you, brother. I care for you. I see your little family. You need some help. Amen. Why? Because God, He's trusting in the Lord. He's relying on the Lord. He is adhering to what God said. Amen. That's putting that test. He said, hey, listen. He says, let's prove yourself. Let's put it to the test. I believe it's time we put our faith to the test. Amen. Not only does He said, do you have the faith, but you prove your own selves. Number two, but it's number three, but it's number four. He says, know ye not your own selves. Amen. How Jesus Christ is in you. He said, know ye, I like this, know ye not your own selves. I wonder how much today we know our own selves. How much do you know who you are today? Amen? Here in the presence of God and His people. How much do we know ourselves this morning? Amen? You say, preacher, what are you talking about? I wonder what kind of relationship do you have with yourself? Do you recognize and realize when you're selfish? Huh? Do you know yourself this morning? Amen? Hey, newsflash. Everybody around you knows if you're selfish or not. Amen? Everybody around here this morning knows whether you're willing to give of yourself or to hold it all to yourself. Amen? He said, know ye your own selves. Do we know ourselves? Do you have selfishness in you today? Amen? Are you selfish with your time? See, we're living in a world, it's about me. It's about me. See, I realize, praise God, it ain't about me. It's about the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It's what we do. I told my family the day sitting at the table, it's not about us. It's not about what we do, but it's about what we do for Him. When it comes down to the bottom line, praise God, we ain't got time for this. We got to take time for that. The only thing that's going to matter is what we do for Jesus. Amen. Amen. That's the only thing that'll be put on our account. All this other stuff will be burned up as wood, hay, and stubble. Praise the Lord. Amen. I don't realize this ain't a shouting message. It ought to be, though. Praise God, see where I'm lining up at. Amen. A little self-evaluation to see where we're at. See, we got to be careful because we get in selfish attitude. And we say, you know, I ain't got time to go to church. I ain't got time to go over there and help somebody. I ain't got no time. I ain't got time to take our youth out on an outing. Amen. I've got things I've got to do. They won't be tomorrow. You know, I've took something to heart. My Grandpa Young sat there and me and him would go out every day. We'd go out early in the morning, praise God, when it was cool today. From the time I was old enough to carry a little old potato digging fork that big to work in the hay field. Amen. They'd throw me on that hay trailer back when they used to shock it up and throw it on there and put a stack. They'd put me on there as a little old bitty fella and they'd throw that stuff on there and it was my job to pack it. Now, I wasn't as big as Jacob. I had that little old potato digging fork, son. They covered me up. Son, you had to keep moving or they buried you. Then when we got down to the haystack, they throw that stuff off and I run around that thing. No wonder I'm wore out today. Amen. Praise God. But praise God, when the Lord begins to deal with our hearts, He begins to point us in the direction that we need to go. And He begins to show us the aspects of our life in the way that we need to be. And we begin to realize that we say, you know what, I don't have time for the things of God. I don't have time, praise God. We realize, praise God, and my granddaddy told me one day, he said, we was a hoeing and come back to the center of the field. And he said, you know what? He said, let's just go to the house. I said, well, granddad said, we just like a few more roads, but we can get them before dark. And then he said, you know what? If we don't have tomorrow, it won't matter anyway. Amen? If they ain't tomorrow, it won't matter anyway. Well, I took that to heart. He said, preacher, you're just lazy is what it is. Amen? No. Praise God, when it comes to doing for my Savior, when it comes to doing, hey, praise God, we ought to drop everything around us. Praise God, say, Lord, you know, your time's my time. Amen? Amen? Hey, we ain't got time for God. We've got, we're too busy. Amen. You say, well, preacher, you know I've got these things that I've got to do. I've got, you know, I've got to fix this up and patch that up, and I've got to get the car over to the garage, and I've got to get, wait, God, listen to me. If it wasn't for God, good God of glory, you wouldn't have none of those things to fix up. Amen. Well, we better take time to do what we're going to do for God. Redeeming the time for the days are evil. Praise God. We need to, well, glory to God. God's been burning that in my heart. Praise God. We need to take time now because souls is dying and going to hell. Amen. But when we begin to look at ourselves, when we begin to look at ourselves, when we begin to know ye not your own selves. He said, well, preacher, I didn't realize I was that selfish. We don't. We usually won't. Selfish with our time. Selfish with our talent. I mean, what God's allowing us to do. Praise God, He can let you go out and be a witness to somebody. He'll let you go out and help somebody gather up some firewood. He'll let you, he'll let you go out and he'll let you encourage some brother and sister. He'll let you bake a cake. Take to somebody that needs a little bit of encouragement. Amen. Oh, God's give us, I tell you, God's blessed us so much with talent in here. Boy, if we ain't very careful, we'll sit on our stool, do nothing, let time just go by. What a days are evil. Amen. But he says, hey, listen, so we can't be selfish. We got to be willing to give to God. I wonder what if we said, you know what, preacher said, I just want to give, I just want to commit it all to the Lord. That's all he ever wanted anyway. The news flag, it all belongs to him. Amen. Everything we have, our time, our talent, our money, it all belongs to him. You know, preacher, I've got to keep some back for hard times. I'll tell you what to keep for hard times. Keep Jesus for hard times. Amen. Give while you can, praise God. Hey, you know what, God? Give till it hurts. And we was over at Sheraton this week, praise God, and there was people calling in. And boy, God impressed on my heart. You know, there's a lot of folks. And there's probably a lot of folks here in this church this morning. You listen to Sheraton from time to time. Now, you may not listen all day. You may not listen every day. But you listen every now and then. Amen. And you listen in there and you heard them talking about saying, you know, people sending in money. They're sending $300. They're sending $100. They sending $50. You say, boy, I can't afford to pay to send in that much. Hey, well, I tell you what, if every family that would listen, amen, get some benefit out of that Christian radio, amen, would just reach into their pocketbook and put a $10 bill in the mail. Praise God, it would be taken care of. Amen. Gospel going out. I don't know how many souls been saved this week over the internet, people listening, getting under conviction, the Holy Ghost of God. falling down and crying out to the Lord and being saved, born again, praise God. Regenerated through the Holy Ghost of God. Why? Because somebody listened. Amen. I wonder what happened. I told Brother Martin, I said, well, I wonder what happened if every family that listens, even if it's just every now and then, just send in $10. Amen. If you just send, if every family just send in $10 bill, mailed it to the radio station, this is for your budget. Spend it however you need to. You know what happened? That budget be taken care of in just a few days. Amen. Maybe a few hours. Amen. See, we get in the stool doing that and say, well, you know, I ain't able to do a whole lot, so I won't do nothing. Amen. I want to say God's give us an ability. If we just examine ourselves, we'd realize how great He is. How mighty. Amen. He said that He would be there to help us. He said, no, you're not. Amen. He said, so we're selfish with our time. We're selfish with our talent. We're selfish with our money. We're selfish with pleasing. We want to please number one. Amen. We're selfish with our edifying. We want to be the one that's edified instead of lifting up somebody else. Amen. That's enough of that. We'll go somewhere else. You're getting awful quiet on me. Amen. I'm just telling you what God says. He said, prove your own selves. Know ye not that you're not your own selves. We need to know ourselves. We need to know where we stand with God, what we're willing to do. Amen. I don't know about you listening. I guess I'm just going to plow this a little harder. The Lord won't let me get off of it. I'm willing to go out and do whatever I need to do to see souls saved, Jesse. As pastor of this church, buddy, I'm willing to do whatever it takes. Amen. Right here, I'll tell you before you right now, I'm ready. I'm willing to go what they say. All I need to know is if you're willing to go with me. I can't do it by myself, but if you'll yoke up with me, praise God, and help me pull, I'll do it all I can. I promise you I will. If you'll hook up with me, praise God. I don't ask nobody to do it by yourself, but praise God, if you'll come help me, praise the Lord. God opens these doors. He allows us to go. Amen. We can't keep it right here in this place. God says, go out in the highways and the hedges. That's where people's at that's needy. That's where people's at that needs help. That's where people's out, praise God, and we can show how much we love the Lord. Amen. But we got to step out on faith. We got to believe. We got to put it to test. Amen. We got to step out and say, Lord, you know what? I'm just going to do the best I can. You know, that's all He asks. We've got this mindset, you know, if I can't do perfect, I won't do nothing at all. Well, news, they ain't none of us perfect. We'll mess up. Who cares? Amen. I'd rather mess up. Look, Brother Bill, I'd rather mess up for Jesus. Praise God. Knock a home run for the devil. Amen. But God says, you know what? He said, I'll be there to help you. He said, how that Jesus Christ is in you. Remember Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13? Preached a message on a while back on I can. He says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Amen. See, we got this attitude that we're out there and we're doing this. I want to tell you, youngins, we're not doing nothing. We have no power to do anything that edify the Lord Jesus, that magnify and edify the people. We don't have the strength to do that. But it's Christ Jesus in us that gives us that ability. Amen. I've always been afraid of messing up. I've always been afraid. I'm a weak vessel. I begged God for years. I said, Lord, preach. I said it before. Roger ought to be the best preacher in the country. Amen. Because when God was dealing my heart to preach, I said, Lord, I can't. I said, use Roger. I prayed for him. He ought to be the greatest preacher in the world. Amen. I lifted him up. I said, Lord, please use my brother. But you know what? He said, I want you. I said, God, I'm not. Anybody knows me. I can't say Sue if the hogs eat me if I'm not behind the pulpit, and I mess that up sometimes. Amen. But praise God, I'd rather mess up for Jesus than do everything I do for the devil. I don't care what the world thinks no more. Amen. All I care about is what He thinks. Amen. I want to praise God, lift up His name. I want to edify God. I want to magnify Him. He said, Hey, listen. He said, I can do all things. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. If you go back and look at Matthew chapter 10, there's coming a day. I thought about this as I was thinking on that the other day. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 18. Sometimes we get in a point we think, you know what? I don't have the ability I can't do this, I can't do that. But he said, but Jesus, now listen to me, how many believe we're in the last days? Lift it up high. How many believe we're in the last days? Amen. And we are. We're living the last days. Why? He said, as it was the days of Noah. Amen. They were married and given in marriage. It was the days of Lot. They was committing sodomy everywhere. Today we're given in marriage and it don't mean a thing. Hello? It don't mean nothing. That's what they was doing in the days of Noah. They was given in marriage, praise God, not thinking about what it meant in the eyes of God, that it was a covenant between man and a holy God. Amen, but that's a message for another day. And Sodom and Gomorrah, we're living in the last days. And he says, you know what? Jesus told the disciples here in Matthew chapter 10, he said, as you're preparing for the last days, listen to what he says, verse 18. And ye shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what ye shall speak. Now listen to this, verse 20. He said, for it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. Amen. Listen, I want to say, child of God today, hey, anything we do for God, it ain't us that does it. Praise God. It's the Spirit of God. And if we'll turn Him loose in faith, believing, trusting, relying on, and adhering to Him, He does it for us. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He said, don't think about it. Just do it. Amen. Just do it. Don't think about it. Just do it. Praise the Lord. This, I think God's He knows exactly what we need. And He knows exactly how we need. And pray God, He'll do it if we'll let Him. We just got to step out on faith. You know what's wrong with us? Our faith is weak. We don't have faith to believe that, praise God, He's a great big God of glory that said He'd take care of this thing. He'd take charge of this thing. He'd do it for us. He'll do it for you today. You don't have to worry about when you get up before Him what's going to happen. Praise God. God take care of that. Praise God. And that's why you're there weeping about it. Think, oh God, thank you, Lord, for allowing me to do this for your glory. And Lord, if I mess it up, praise God anyway. Amen. Amen. Praise God anyway. You know what? Somebody will be over there with you and they'll be praying for you. So, oh God, help my brother. Help my brother, God. I pray you'd use him for the glory of God to edify into the people. God will move in on that thing. Praise God. You know the best time, these little youngins, these singers, stuff, when they get up here, you know when they do their best singing? It's when they get to can't help it. When they can't do nothing but sit there and tears run down their face. Go, you know who's a, yeah, but you know who's a getting a hold of that? The Holy Ghost of God, praise God. And He's taking it back to the portals of glory. And hey, it may not be ringing too loud down here, but every now and then, Brother Bill, I think we get to hear the echo of it. Glory be to God. As those bells of heaven begin to ring and say, glory to God, they're not doing it for them. They're doing it for me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bless His holy name. What a Savior, Paul said. Hey, examine yourself. See why you're doing it. Amen. Why are we doing it anyway? We're doing it for the glory of God. Amen. He said, except you be reprobates. That means unapproved. That means rejected. That means worthless. Amen. He said, we're not doing it to be rejected or worthless or unapproved. He said, we're doing it for the glory of God. And Paul goes on, let me hurry right quickly. Amen. He said, but I trust that ye shall know that we are not reprobate. He said, you and me. He said, we're not reprobate. He said, we're not worthless. We're not doing it for, amen, unapproved. He said, but we're doing it with the approval of God. Amen, magnifying His blessed name. He said, now I pray to God that you do no evil. Amen. He said, hey, let's just line up together and do right for the glory of God. Let's do what's pleasing to the Lord, to edifying of the people. He said, not that we should appear approved, but that ye should do that which is honest, though we be as reprobate. Paul says, you know what he says right here? He says the same thing I said. I don't have nothing to prove. Amen. He said, I love the Lord Jesus Christ with all my heart, and everything I do, praise God, is for the glory of God. For no other reason. Everything I do is for the Lord, for the edifying of the people, for the glory of God, and no other reason. He said, if you want to call me, he said, we're not reprobates. But he said, if you want to call me a reprobate, that's fine. He said, if you want to call me worthless and sorry, no, I can't. He said, that's fine. He said, that's all right. He said, because he said, what I'm doing for the glory of God. He said, and he goes on, verse 6, number 6, right here, and I'm done. He said, for we can do nothing against the truth,
but for the truth. Paul said, you know what? I got hooked up in this thing. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, he had this thorn in his flesh. And he said, the Lord said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Verse 10, he says, therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. And he goes on, he finishes it with this statement, for when I am weak, then am I strong. He said, let me just tell you what the truth is. He said, it's not about me, but it's about Him that lives in me. And he said, when I'm at my weakest, he said, that's when He's the strongest. And he says, verse 9, he said, for we are glad when we are weak, and you're strong. And this also we wish, even your perfection. Amen. Paul, you know what Paul says here? He says, I don't want to use my authority to influence you either way. He said, I'm just going to let the Holy Ghost deal with you and show Him where He wants you to be. Amen. And he saw what he wants to do is he wants to bringing you into perfection. In other words, he said what he wants to do, what God wants to do, even here this morning, he said he wants to adjust you a little bit. Amen. He said, hey, praise God. He said I'll just accept what it is because he said I'm not here to flaunt my authority. He said I'm just here to tell you the Holy Ghost of God wants to help you. Holy Ghost of God wants to adjust you just a little bit. He wants to tweak you and he wants to put you where you need to be for the glory of God. Paul said, that's what I'm here to tell you. He said, all for the glory of God. He said, therefore I write these things, being absent, lest being present I should use sharpness according to the power which the Lord hath given me to edification. Now listen to this, and not to destruction. He said, I didn't come here today. He said, I'm not to tear down nothing. But he said, I'm here to build you up. See, the devil would tell us today, you know, we're not able, that we can't. We're not. We can't. He's right on that account. But he don't tell you that Christ can. Christ can. There's nothing that Christ can't do. Amen. Why? Because he's already accomplished it all. There's nothing that he hasn't done. But Paul said, you know what? He said, if we need to examine our faith, we need to examine ourselves, we need to know ourselves, and he said, we need to realize that Christ is in us to do the work for us.